33, Russ and Daniel back with you, Midday Sports Zone.
I think we need to shake it off with all these.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. Tory, thank you, Tory.
Yeah.
All the Georgia complaining, even though they won a national title.
Yeah.
We need to listen to Taylor Swift and shake it off.
100%.
Here's the thing. It's a mantra of which I live by. My girl Taylor wrote that song specifically for all of us, and especially at this point in time in our lives.
Yeah. So if somebody's mad that JT Daniels isn't coming back and Stetson is, or that Jermaine Burton transferred away and we think they're insane, we're just going to shake it off.
I'm going to start dancing around like Taylor and shake it off.
Please don't. Just shake. Just do the shake off.
Honestly, just play the song and walk away.
There you go. Wise words. Well, hey, we all appreciate the time and always good to catch up with you. Going into this off season now, it feels like things really went all right there in year one. I think the Falcons won more games than a lot of us thought they were. But as we've kind of transitioned and start looking into what's to come in the offseason, I think the first thing that jumps out to me, Tory, is regardless, there's a lot of big decisions to make, but this is still very much a rebuild, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think you just look at where the Falcons are coming from 2021 into 22, there are so many free agents, so many guys that the Falcons had to bring in 2021 just to field a team, to be completely honest. I mean, they had to bring in guys on one-year deals because the salary cap situation was what it was, and they didn't really have the opportunity to really be big players in free agency. That's probably going to continue to still be the case in 2022, but it's not as, I guess, stricken as it was in 2021. But there are still things that the Falcons have to think about, and a lot of it is rebuilding very specific position groups. And I think when you, like, just look at the Falcons across the board, they have so many needs. And I tell people when I'm talking about the draft, I go back to something that Terry Fontenot said when we were talking to him, you know, even in his first press conference to now. Like, Terry Fontenot, I think, is a guy who wants to draft best player available. Like, that's how he wants to go about the draft. What's really interesting about the Falcons, though, is that if you draft best player available, you're going to be drafting for a need, because that's how many needs the Falcons have on this 2022 roster right now. So that's kind of how I want people to kind of look at this offseason, is that, yes, this is a rebuild, and they have a lot of work to continue to do to put the foundation in. But, you know, there's still a little bit of hope that they're still in the process of creating what they want here.
Tory, do we think Calvin Ridley will be with the team next year, or is that something they'll move on from, maybe trade or go another route there?
Yeah, I honestly, this is one of the first times that I felt like I haven't had a really good gauge on what direction they're going to go in. I think back to the Julio conversation from last year, and it always felt like this is the end, that it made sense. Like, it made sense that, you know, Julio wanted out. It made sense the Falcons would want to get some draft capital from him and take that, you know, cap hit off of the table a little bit. That all made sense, even in kind of the weirdness that was the months and the weeks leading up to Julio's trade. Like, that, you got the sense that things were coming to an end. With Calvin, I don't feel like you get a good sense either way. I mean, I think it's just as probable that he's on this 2020 roster as it is that he's not. And I think it really boils down to what is going to be good for both Calvin and his camp and the Falcons organization, because as of right now, like, there's just not a lot of information about their communication between each other. And I think that's what's really interesting about this situation, and probably why everything that we're talking about in terms of Calvin is such speculation, is because of how quiet things have been from both Calvin's camp and from the Falcons organization. We really don't know what's going on with this relationship or with the future of it. So it's going to, I keep telling people, I'm like, when it comes to Calvin, like, we really may not know what's going to happen until it happens. Like, that's just how it feels, because things have been so quiet with this situation.
Tory McElhaney of AtlantaFalcons.com is our guest. Not necessarily asking about specifics, but, you know, there's been, people have wondered, would they trade Grady Jarrett? Could they trade Deion Jones? Just a few moves that could clear up some cap space. Would you be surprised if a big name like that is dealt this offseason?
I definitely wouldn't be surprised at all. I think that when you have a new regime coming in, the way that Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith are coming in, you know, there aren't as many loyalties to the previous regime's players as there are to the players that you want to bring in. I mean, it's like that in every single business. This isn't anything new or unheard of or anything like that. So if the Falcons felt like they could get more draft capital or get a good deal on the table to shave off some cap space, I mean, I definitely think that they are. I really do believe when Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith say that, like, everything's on the table, I actually really do believe it when they say that, because I feel like because of where the organization is at this point in time, everything does have to be on the table, because that's kind of where they are as an organization. We talk about a potential rebuild and kind of what this looks like. That means that no one's really safe. And I think everybody is kind of under the understanding of that.
Tori, are they set with the staff, do you think? Unless, obviously, there's a lot of coaching openings out and somebody could get a promotion or whatever. But other than that, you think this will be the same staff they have next year?
Yeah, I do. I do think so. I think that they, you know, of course, you never know with guys building their new staffs elsewhere. And, of course, everybody's connected. So, you know, there's never, I'm never going to say that there's never going to be another opportunity for someone elsewhere and they take it. But I think for the most part, Arthur Smith has his guys. They do have to fill a running back position. But that's not something that I think is going to be, like, super heavy hitting or it be a big headline maker. But they do. That's really the only position that they really have to fill. And so I really do believe and think that this Atlanta coaching staff is going to look pretty similar from 2021 to 2022.
Tori, what do they do in the draft? We've got the 8th pick, 2 picks in the 2nd round. What do you think they do?
Oh, that's a great question. Honestly, I feel like they could go a number of ways. But for me personally, I think I would be okay with drafting someone for your line of scrimmage. Now, does that mean an edge rusher? Does that mean an offensive lineman? It could be either one. I'm okay with either one, because I think those are the two areas. If you're looking at the line of scrimmage, if you're looking at the offensive line, if you're looking at the defensive line, those are the two areas that the Falcons have to get astronomically better in from last year to now going into 2022. That to me, I think is a really where you have to really hang your hat. However, you also got to think about this too. The Falcons need another cornerback. And I think that you've seen the success of A.J. Terrell with that number one pick a couple of years ago, or a couple of years ago, last year, or the year before, 2020, whatever year we're in, my gosh. But I think that you need another quarterback. You need someone opposite A.J. Terrell. So what happens if you have another first-round guy across from A.J. Terrell? That's a pretty good look, I think, for the Falcons, for a team that wants to get better in man coverage. So, with that in consideration, I could see them going cornerback as well.
Good stuff. Tori McElhaney of AtlantaFalcons.com will have it all covered. Thank you especially for the song this morning. I think we needed to hear that.
I'm so glad that I could be a ray of light to everyone, y'all and your listeners.
Awesome. Take care, Tori. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Awesome. Y'all
thanks, Tori's always a ray of light.